we're just volunteers who are like doing our very best. And it's cool that people think we're like big time. We're just a bunch of people who are like, we want Oklahoma to be a nicer place to live. You know, when you grow up here, the only thing you're thinking about is like, when can I leave? And we wanted this to just be a place that like we could improve.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. We have driven this Kia Niro Touring to Oklahoma City. I've never been in Oklahoma. I'm sitting with Amanda. Amanda, are you going to sing the Oklahoma song for me?
I can if you want.
Yeah, do it.
Oklahoma, where the wind... Oh, you want the chant, right?
Whatever.
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma. Okay.
I love it. Okay, now the other one.
Oh, man. It's been a long time since school.
I'll do it with you.
Really?
But I don't know it. See, I have to, like, lead after you.
Oh, okay. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down.
Yeah, that was A for effort. Welcome to the Women in Tech podcast. I am so excited to be in Oklahoma City. It is amazing. I just toured Star Space 46, which is this rad co-working space here in Oklahoma City. Not only is it home to amazing entrepreneurs, engineers, startups, but it's also home to, how do you say it, Techlahoma.
That's right, yeah.
Techlahoma. And Amanda is the founder of these amazing community-driven companies here in Oklahoma, so powerful that Cox even powers them to exist because they really believe that it matters, that this work needs to be done. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks for having me. I'm super happy.
Oh, and did you say this is your first podcast episode?
I've been interviewed by like one other place.
But you're super stoked on podcasts.
Totally. Yeah. We've done like local podcasts and a user group podcast. But this is the first time doing like an entrepreneur, like woman in tech.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And by myself, too. It's like the first time.
It's so cool. I'm so excited that that you could be so flat. You guys, I messaged her at like 2 a.m. because I thought I was going to be in Oklahoma on a Thursday. But I ended up, you know, with time changes and with like states and it's confusing. So the Kia so far.
It's great.
It's working out.
Cold seats.
Yeah. It's my favorite part.
I'm digging.
Yeah. Awesome. So, okay. Tell me, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Thank you all for having me and tuning in. I'm Amanda. I'm a programmer. I work in JavaScript and React. And on the side, I do things like Techlahoma and Star Space 46 and some mom stuff. Mom stuff too.
I know. I'm excited to get into your mom stuff. Let's start like in order. I mean, in order really would be like your kids first, but let's start in like startup order,
yeah.
Which is one. I'm curious, where did you come up with both the name Star Space 46 and then also the name Techlahoma?
Oh, okay. So Star Space 46 came from, I believe it was Tommy and Ryan. They were looking for something that shows we're thinking about the future and like innovation and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we wanted something just different. And 46 comes from Oklahoma being the 46th state. So we wanted to make it kind of Oklahoma-centric.
I love it.
Tacklahoma came from community members. I think it was David Roberts and Rick Yosting who came up with this in a Jabber chat way back when.
Wow.
Yeah, they wanted something like, we are tech in Oklahoma, so it's a portmanteau. Smashed it together.
Yay! I love it.
Thank you.
And so what you said tonight, you're even doing a game night. You do a lot of community-driven events. Can you tell me a little bit about the events? Now, when you do an event, just so everybody kind of has the perspective, Tacklahoma is producing an event that's happening in the venue space of Star Space 46.
Mm-hmm. So we are calling that event space the Tacklahoma event space because we're like in there every single day. And tonight, Star Space is putting on a free community game night. So we've got like board games and card games and like a lot of people show up and sometimes they even bring their own stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. I maybe just got too excited. Just to be sure. Did you tell everybody your first and last name?
Maybe not last name.
Yeah. Okay. Let's give them a formal introduction and where they could find you online if they want to start searching for you
sure.
right now.
All right. Well, you can find me online. I'm Amanda Harlan. I'm Amanda Harlan on Twitter, Harlan Amanda on Instagram. And my website is amandaharlan.com.
And what kind of content will they get once they start following you?
Oh my gosh. Some of it's code, some of it's women in tech, some of it's Oklahoma-centric. Some of it is just like, hey, we're having a conference, like, come get a scholarship ticket, that kind of thing.
That's awesome. Okay, so so we have Tacklahoma, we have Star Space 46. Which one do you want to talk about first?
We could do Tacklahoma.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so when was Tacklahoma created?
I think it was in 2013, but we were doing the work before the formation.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to We Are LA Tech.
So we've been doing this work for about 5 years, and it's 100% volunteer-driven, which is great. Like, I feel like not a lot of nonprofits have the community support and the time
right.
and the energy
right.
just to be like, we're relying on you and your free time. Right.
Right.
We support 33 free events each month in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, and Muskogee. We're a statewide nonprofit, so we're trying to branch out. And one way we do that is by recording all of our events, making them accessible, and doing our best to kind of get the word out.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And what kind of impact has Tacklahoma made on the community?
Well, interesting enough, we've helped some people move into tech from different career paths. Like one of my best friends, she was a journalist and she started moving into tech, going to Code Club. And now she's running that, meetup. She's running an event that teaches women to code. And that was like only a few years ago. So
yeah.
Like when you're putting into these people, like they give it 110% back.
Right.
We had 5 people hired from Free Code Camp OKC in the last few months. One person got in as an intern. So, like, companies around here are seeing the value of, like, bringing on people who are, you know, here at every event and they're learning and they've got their, like, profiles online and, you know, they're coding. We helped a mechanic get into tech, interesting enough, at the last Thunder Plains, at the very last one. We learned about this guy who was there. He had gone to Thunder Plains before for a scholarship ticket. And he made his way into the tech industry. So from a mechanic to a coder.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. And tell us a little bit more about these free code camps, because you actually live stream them, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So all of us around the world can learn how to code thanks to Tacklahoma.
That's right. So we've got tons of different groups that are meeting. A lot of them meet at 11:30 CST. We put it on twitch.tv/Tacklahoma, and then we upload them later on to our YouTube channel. So you can watch live. You can ask questions live. We have a moderated chat because, you know, we care about our speakers' feelings and the safety of our community.
Right.
So if you have a question about, you know, tech, ask it in our Slack. You can tweet it to us, too. And it's like 33. There's something like every single day, pretty much.
Wait, can I be a part of Tacklahoma even though I'm in LA?
If you like tech in Oklahoma, like, yeah, join.
Dude, hello. I like tech in Oklahoma. I will learn the song.
It's not everyone knows the song, so don't worry. We have like private women in tech chats in there. We have design talks, we have like accessibility, we have even like music. So it's a place where like the whole community kind of rests their hat. We've got like over 1,000 members. So, you know, you can mute channels, you can leave channels. We try to think about like your feed and how often we're like pushing to your phone.
Okay, now speaking of the private Women in Tech chat, because Women in Tech is something that's really important to you. So important that in Starspace 46, you have a little Women in Tech concierge area.
Yeah.
What is that about?
So, you know, like we've gone to conferences, we've gone to like business spaces, we've gone to other co-working spaces, and it's just like you want to feel like people are thinking about you and that you're welcome and that, you know, your comfort matters. So I bought a like little shelf and I had Ava help me hang it up. So, you know, we're in the bathroom, we're putting it together. She donated her hair iron.
A little bathroom shelf.
Yeah. Just a little bathroom shelf. Just something when you walk in, it's like, bam, like we took care of some
You
stuff.
Have the feminine products and you have even, my favorite was that you have the dry shampoo.
Yeah. Thank you, Ava. Yeah.
Like it's really thoughtful.
Thank you.
It's like, and I remember when you were giving me the tour, you said, I want people to feel like they're as comfortable here as they are in their home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if this is going to be your, like your second place or your third place, you know, that you're visiting all the time, like, you want those amenities.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so tell me, what's your vision for Starspace 46? When was that created? Where is it today and where do you want it to go?
It was less than a year ago. October 28th is its birthday and it's like the day after is mine.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a great week. I love it.
And now it's a huge space. Did you have the savings account to afford the lease?
No. So we had a team of people who they all put in their money and it's like you took some out of your savings, you take it out of your paycheck. Like we all are putting in. So it's like six of us or eight of us, like we're just like we're all in giving, you know, what we can. And then the community is there for us and, you know, thank you, members. We pay the bills. Woo-woo.
And what does that mean? And two things. One, Cox Powers. Now, Cox Powers, Tacloma or Starspace 46?
Starspace
46. Yeah. And when you say members, do your members pay monthly or what does membership mean when it comes to Starspace 46? Yeah. Or is it membership to the co-working space? Okay.
Yeah. So Cox gave us a really great donation, like right when we opened. So it allowed us to buy the furniture and like get the space ready to be open. And it was like the cash flow we needed to like even become stable.
Right.
So it was so helpful for us in those like really early months.
And did you have a relationship with Cox already?
No.
Or they were like, Amanda, no. How can we work with you?
No, I wish. If any of you want that relationship, hit me up. No, they heard about what we were doing. And I think Google was going to make an announcement. So they were like, let's tell the community we care right now. So we were like, okay, we're listening.
And since you say that, you know, since it is so powerful that Cox is powering Starspace, like, can you give us like the pitch that you gave them? What attracted them to you? Because maybe one of our listeners right now, even if they're not in Oklahoma, will be like, we want to be there and show up for Amanda and the whole Oklahoma tech community too. So what was that magical pitch?
Oh gosh, so Tommy gave it. It was about being the home for entrepreneur activity in Oklahoma. This is where companies are forming and new companies are happening every single day here. There's one that's like three months old or something because of an initiative happening in Starspace. Like, this is where activity is happening in Oklahoma. So the makers, like the entrepreneurs, the designers, the bookkeepers, like they're all here and they're in this one spot. And we really need, you know, tables and furniture and Wi-Fi. I think that's probably around what he said. And we get hundreds of people like each week coming in for Tacloma events. So, you know, getting your name out there, it's a great place, you know, for advertising. But also they do like Angular out there too. So like, you know, we've got Angular devs. Like, yeah. Come get your name out.
Yeah. This is amazing. I'm like, now you, it's amazing because you, you're the charging force behind this really big mission, but you don't do it alone and you celebrate community. So how many, you said Starspace has around six to eight partners. Mm-hmm. And then Tacloma, is that, are you the main initiator or?
I'm one of the main. So our board, I think it's 12 members right now. But we've got over 4,000 people on Meetup. So those are just people who are attending. We've got 1,000 in our Slack. And the members, the 6 to 8 are like, you know, the people who are here every day, like working, the people who are like 3 a.m., the toilet's clogged. Yeah. They're like, we need you. Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, that's real. Yeah, that's real.
Start like problems.
Yes. Yeah, you don't think about this stuff. It all looks glamorous on the HBO shows.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I'm like kind of like the Aviato, like wearing all my gear all the time because it's the only clothes I have.
Do you know, in general, I do as well. But then sometimes I'm just like, on this road trip, it's been hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to feel sass somehow. Yeah. So I like found this thing. I'm wearing this like shawl thingy, but yeah, whatever. So Tucklahoma, when you say you put together the board, who created the idea in 2012?
12 or 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me, my husband, and our friend Vance Lucas. So we run the JavaScript group.
Yeah.
And we were like, JavaScript is really in demand right now. We have like recruiter companies who are like buying our pizza each month. But the thing is, we saw the need for other places. Like, this is before Starspace even had existed. Like, other groups wanted to meet, but they were wanting to meet on like data science and Python and like Ruby and machine learning. And it was just things that, like, recruiting companies didn't want to pay for.
Right.
So we're like, well, we want it to happen.
Right.
Like, let's make a nonprofit and the whole community can throw in.
Yeah.
So we started Tucklahoma, and it's the Tucklahoma Foundation is what it is totally formally. But Tucklahoma is such a cute name, right?
It's, I like, dude, I want to wear the shirt.
Thank you.
Like, I will totally buy a shirt from you. Oh, my God. I want a Tucklahoma shirt for sure. It's so cute. Now, how did you know how to put together a board and all of that? Like, you sound really, like, you guys, you walk in, it is, like, official. So, like, and, you know, it's official. You have a beautiful space. You have the beautiful Cox sign showing that you have the support from the corporations here. You have an amazing event layout. You have a full, robust, like programming for events. Like, how, I mean, you're human. How?
Thank you. It's a lot of other people who helped. It's strange to even hear it. It's like, you know, we're just volunteers who are like doing our very best. And it's cool that people think like we're like big time.
Yeah.
Like, we're just a bunch of people who are like, we want Oklahoma to be a nicer place to live. Like, you know, when you grow up here, the only thing you're thinking about is, like, when can I leave?
Yeah.
And we wanted this to just be a place that, like, we could improve. Like,
oh, that's deep.
Yeah. Like, we also have, like, immigrant community members.
Yeah.
Who, they're here on work visas. They can't easily just up and leave. So it's like, you know, we owe it to the people here. Like, we can, you know, build a community. We can make it.
We can make this great.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we can really improve this space.
Yeah.
So, it's like really bootstrapped, and it's like almost impossibly bootstrapped. Like we like found out how to start up a nonprofit, and you look up for, you know, your state, doing it online, filling out the forms. I rented a lot of books from the library on starting 501c3s. I bought a couple just so I could just keep highlighting. We took classes at a local nonprofit community center on like standards for excellence. You know,
I love this.
Yeah. It's like you can really do anything if you put your mind to it. And it's like one thing I really discovered, like we wanted a meetup happening that would teach people for free every single month about like really cool tech and, you know, ways to get a job and like ways to like make that fun passion project or that video game you dreamt of. And, you know, at the very beginning, we were like, well, if, you know, 5 people show up, it's still a hit. And like 70 showed up and we're like, we need more pizza.
And this is amazing.
Yeah.
Before we move on in the conversation, because I totally want to get into how to be an excellent wife and mother and all that good stuff and how
you've
nursed in the conference room. Before we, and you even have a nap room in Starspace, it's amazing. But before we move on to that, I really like want to kind of hit the point on who were you before this life?
Oh, okay. Interesting enough. So, you know, like I went to school here, born and raised, just kind of like into photography, you know, like taking photos of like bands, like, you know, jumping on stage, getting photos of their drummer and stuff. Then I, you know, got a job at Dell as a security guard, and I was there for a long time.
A security guard?
Yeah, yeah. Like license. Like you have to have a
license.
Did
you have a gun?
No, I was too young. I was 19 and you can't have one until you're 21.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, I got teased a lot. Like, how many nerds you tackle a day? Zero. I got the mean stare. No one messes with me. Yeah, but...
So cute.
I was on the computer. I was, like, making documents, like, going over, like, how to use the video camera software, and I was learning Excel. Like, we were using SharePoint, and I kind of like discovered like this is tech.
Yeah.
Like, if you're writing like VBA macros and stuff in Excel, like that is code.
Right.
You are doing it.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of different ways. Like, you know, if you were making Zangas and like live journals and like Angel Fires, like that was code.
Right.
But like nobody told us we were coding.
Right.
We just were. So I met my now husband at Dell, and he was like, so you seem to be into tech. Like, I'm learning C sharp. Like, you should use my like library, like logins, and like you can read my books and stuff.
Oh, he was flirting with you nerd style.
Yeah. It was really cool. Like, I had dated like programmers in like high school and stuff, but they always kept it a secret from me. So when I met him, I was like, I can't, you know, I'm not a guy. Like, only smart guys do this. And he was like, are you serious? You're learning SQL tonight. Like, get in there. So yeah, because he was so supportive, I was like really emboldened to keep learning. And like, I had a great time, and I was like learning about like BI and SQL. And then I moved on to C sharp, and then I moved into JavaScript, and it was just like so nice. I like have this built-in support at home, and no one is nearly as lucky as I am. So it's like the least I can do to be like, hey, we have an online resource. We have in-person resources. Like, I want to give back, like, you know, what Jesse gave to me.
Jesse, your husband.
Yeah.
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 Aww. So it's very romantic.
Thank you. Yeah. Dudes, like, if there is someone in your life that wants to learn tech, be supportive. It's
yeah.
Like the best thing you can do for someone.
It's so funny. I was just, I've been talking on the show a few times. So I have a friend who celebrates me often, a guy friend. And I, you know, being a strong, independent woman, I think sometimes we come off as someone that doesn't need to be celebrated because we're so strong. We got everything covered. And so this particular friend celebrates me like often. And it's just like, it's really empowering and it makes me stronger.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome to have support from guys in the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we have those down moments too, but like sometimes, you know, we can't share that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you need like the facade of like, I'm like the leader of this community and I'm here and I'm bulletproof.
Right.
And like, I'm a source of strength.
Right.
Like, you know, yeah, getting support is like so nice.
Yeah.
So like, if your life has been improved or impacted, or like you've been empowered to, you know, be actionable, like, tell her thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. So before we wrap up the conversation, how do you balance being an entrepreneur, a mother, and a wife?
Well, it helps to have some support at home. I bring Ada to like my board meetings.
Your daughter.
Yeah. So like, she sits on my lap, and it's nice when like my partners at Starspace, when we have like business meetings, like, sometimes they'll just pick her up and they'll play her something on their laptop. You know, some of them are parents, some of them aren't, but like, you know, the whole community cares. And, you know, Ada's pretty good, you know.
How old is she?
She's almost two. So she's been like in like monthly board meetings.
Have you ever experienced any pushback because you're a mother or because you were pregnant? Or
I feel like, I don't know if it was internalized or something, but like, when you're looking for jobs and you are pregnant and you're thinking like, I won't even qualify for maternity leave or something, like, it's really hard. And like, you can't always ask in interviews.
Yeah.
At least that's how I felt.
Yeah.
So like, dealing with that kind of pushback at Thunder Plains last year, we had...
Tell us what Thunder Plains is, because you brought it up a few times, but just in case.
Sure. Thunder Plains is our JavaScript and web tech conference.
Okay.
It's in its fifth year this year.
What?
Yeah.
Big deal. How many people attend?
Like 200,
300. What? Amazing.
Like, sell out. So it's just like...
Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And we give away lots of scholarship tickets because not everyone can go, but I want it to be accessible.
Right.
So we live stream, we record, we give out scholarship tickets. And it's like, you know, like, we want to empower the community. We want people to be like, you know, proud of like Oklahoma. Like the community made this.
Right.
You know? It's nice, like, going to like JSConf and stuff when it was still running. Like, you know, I heard other organizers like of Brooklyn JS, they were like, oh, you run OKCJS? Like, and then they spoke at Thunder Plains. Like, so, you know, like, the other tech leaders are like kind of hearing about us.
Yeah.
I think we're like kind of like novel, I guess.
Yeah, you're kind of a big deal.
It's like, you know, like a flyover state, but like,
I'm a fan.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, LA, maybe I'm about to move to Oklahoma.
Oh man.
I just got all of Los Angeles to hate you. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Join us in SAG.
I'm essentially LA's version of what you are at Oklahoma City.
Oh man.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I feel you. Like I have a peer even in Kansas City and her name is Jennifer Wadella. So if you're ever in KCMO, go talk to her. She started all of this out there too.
Oh, wait, wait. So KC, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in case people don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us her name again.
Oh, it's Jennifer Wadella.
Will you see her anytime soon?
Gosh, I hope so. If I can convince her to come back for Thunder Plains, like, please come out.
How can we look her up online?
She is like on GitHub and Twitter. She's got a funny name.
You guys will Google search her and Carl. Hi, Carl. Carl will put her in the show notes
for us.
Yeah.
She runs Kansas City Women in Tech. She runs, gosh, what else? She's doing the Django Girls out there. She does Code and Cupcake. She does Code and Cocktails. She does KC
Is there anything
Tech
she
Talks.
Doesn't do?
No. No, she's writing a book. Like,
that's so cool.
This is like.
I want to go to Kansas City, Missouri, so I could interview her, too.
Dude, yeah, I look up to her.
Road trip number two.
Yes.
Yes. Kia, what do you say?
In every state, there's one, like, really big mover.
Very cool.
Yeah, so you're her. Jennifer's her.
That's interesting. Do you really think so? In every big state, they have one main community builder?
I think there's one person that everyone kind of turns to. And, like, it's not
interesting.
Always, I don't think it's always the same person, you know. And it might be, you know, for, like, a couple of years, one moves on to the next
right.
one. But, yeah, like, I've got a friend who's done a ton of Node stuff. And her name is, what's her name? Tracy Hines.
Yeah.
She's, like, speaking on, like, JavaScript and community. And, like, yeah, for, like, Pacific Northwest, I think she's moved around a little bit, but, like, that was her. She was organizing, like, everything.
Very
like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of want you guys to take this moment, or you ladies. You know, I heard. Okay, wait. I'm going to take a break in our own interview
sure.
to have a little side conversation that's still in the interview about that term. So I heard around the block. I didn't see it firsthand that somebody was in a female chat group, and one of the ladies said, "You guys," and then as someone else got upset at them using the word guys,
yeah.
What I wouldn't get it. What's your stance on that?
So in the very beginning when I heard about it, I was like,
oh, you've heard about this too.
Well, I'm not about this in particular,
yeah.
but like using language like this, like, so I thought like, well, what's the big deal? But then I kept hearing it and I heard it in like meetings and in tech meetings and being the only woman there, I was like, do you not see me? Like, can you say, hey, everyone, hey, team. So, like, the more I was hearing it and the more I was hearing, like, how it was affecting, like, my colleagues and, like, community members, like, I thought, you know, we can use, like, other words. We can say everyone, team, all. And I say y'all.
Y'all.
Because it's, you know, it's Oklahoma.
All right. That's where we're going. So, y'all listening right now.
Yeah.
If you live in a city or in a large area that doesn't have a community builder yet, that is your opportunity. Now, it is not easy work.
Yeah.
At all. But it is so full of meaning and purpose.
It is.
Yeah.
And that will push you. That will drive you.
That is about what drives me every day. I am sitting in Oklahoma City talking to you randomly, self-funding pretty much the whole thing, like, except for the car. Thank you, Kia. And, yeah. So.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So
but you guys, it is, it's quite an extraordinary experience. Yeah,
and you can start small, too. Like,
yeah.
You don't. Like, I hope they don't look at, like, a co-working space, an event center, and, like, AV setup and just be like, how do I do that?
Yeah.
That's not how we started. We
right.
started with, you know, a group. We were expecting 5 people showing
yeah.
up to, like, a free space we rented, and it just grew from there.
Totally.
And the thing is that, like, other people, like, they chime in, too, and they're like, well, we want to help.
Yeah.
We want our own group.
How totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So you can be the main mover and shaker, but it doesn't mean that you'll have to do it alone.
Like 100%.
You'll have a team of people who surround you and see the good work that you're doing and trying to do.
100%. Yeah. And I wrote an article recently on Tribe Boost about like becoming a community builder. I'll have Carl search for that and put it in the show notes as well. So if you guys kind of want a step by step, like how to get there. Before we wrap up our conversation, you talked about being a mother. Let's talk about being a wife and an entrepreneur. Where are the boundaries? When do you become wife and when do you become entrepreneur?
Well, we don't have a lot of boundaries. So I'm working on like contracts that Jesse has. I found him 2 out of 3 that he's like, you know, working on right now.
Right.
So like we're kind of a team. it's actually really nice that, like, you know, we're kind of in it together. Like, we've got startup ideas that, like, you know, we're like jotting out and sketching stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's cool because it's like deepened our friendship of, like, you know, learning tech and like learning new things. Like,
yeah.
You know, we like, you know, going from server to client, you know, like, it's just, it's a way to like get to know, you know, your spouse.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Compass bracelet that I have for you here. Yeah. Okay. So check this out. This is awesome. This is female founded, a company in Wilmington, North Carolina. This was handmade, number 1931. It's by shareyourcompass.com. 1931. So this is a cork imported from Portugal to made look like gender neutral leather.
Ooh.
Right. And the idea is, you think of, I give this to you, you write on Share Your Compass, like how you got it. And then you give it to a woman in tech who inspires you within 2 weeks. And then they give it to a woman in tech who inspires them within 2 weeks. And you guys could track your story of where 1931 goes and meet one another and see where the bracelet flows.
Awesome.
Isn't that cool? Do you have in mind somebody you'll give it to?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm thinking Carmen Long.
Okay, tell us about Carmen.
So Carmen is that journalist that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So she was coming out to Code Club. She was working on a bootstrap site. And then very shortly after, she got her first job working as an Angular developer. And then she moved on to, oh gosh, like Electron. And now she's doing C Sharp. And Carmen might be giving this to any one of our She Codes members. I'm thinking of Jessica Campbell, too. She's like hand of the queen. She's like always there for me, for Tacklehoma, for anything. Yeah.
You pretty much want to give it to everybody.
I do.
How about I'm going to give you two. Yeah. So the other number to follow is 1934. So 1934 and 1931. So now you have two. Yeah. And that's the point, is that you have it and you have your energy on it and then you pass it off. And but it just follows the story of women in tech.
Thank you.
So 1931 and 1934. You mentioned one thing, and I can't stop this conversation without, what is She Codes?
Oh, so it's the next incantation of Code Club. So She Codes had its very first meeting last month. So we had lightning talks from a number of speakers, and they presented on things like SEO, A/B testing. Like, we had, you know, local conference speakers, like, they were here giving a lightning talk to show, like, you can do it too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a 5-minute thing. That's one reason why we started doing lightning talks at OKCJS. Like, we want to share what works.
Yeah.
And it works for, you know, She Codes. And Carmen is running it. Kimberly Collins.
How can we find out more about She Codes?
We have a meetup group, and it's meetup.com/SheCodesOKC. And we also have a little bit of info on Tacklehoma.org.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Here are the instructions for the compass and some more Women in Tech stickers. Mm-hmm. And we are going to head back inside of Star Space 46. You guys should wish you're here because it's awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Oklahoma City is the bomb. Tacklehoma is where it's at. If you guys want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, which you can find by going to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It forwards to the Facebook group, so you don't have to go through 1 million Facebook groups asking me, like, which one is the right one. Or tweet, Facebook, Insta, on all the socials at Women in Tech Show. You are amazing. I hope to come to your city. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're awesome. I will talk to you guys. See you guys. Hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Conchetta, who we're about to interview, is about to say all sorts of things. I wouldn't let her tell me before because I wanted it to be fresh. What are you about to say?
This is craziness. Okay, I am in the market for a car, and I just spent yesterday afternoon at Kia listening to them talk about how the Niro broke the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I didn't even know that.
Traveling across the country with the fewest gas stops. I cannot believe I'm sitting in it right now.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.